Then we have this next verse, Revelation 4:1. After these things, so after, for us, opening that first love gate, embracing Jesus as Lord, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. That door is standing open in heaven because heaven is open over this room today. And the first voice which I heard was like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. Hear that invitation to come up here. And I will show you what must take place after these things. Immediately, I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one was sitting on the throne. So immediately there was an opportunity to access the place of government. So I want to encourage you to access that place. How do you do it? How do you access that heavenly throne? Because some of you think, how on earth am I going to do that? Very simply, by faith. Choose to use that word, that invitation, as a doorway. Use your imagination, the eyes of your heart, to visualize that door open in heaven. Now, we can all see a door. You've all seen many doors open. Picture that and activate that word, that invitation. Then there are steps like Jacob's ladder, which went from earth to heaven. So all you have to do is walk up the steps to the open door where Jesus is standing, waiting to receive us. So there's some steps going up to heaven. Picture yourself being that person, walking up those steps into the realm of heaven. And when you get there, Jesus is waiting. He's waiting to receive you, to welcome you into that realm. Then just be open to whatever happens. I want to help you today to get to your mountain so that you can get to a place of authority. Okay? So, first of all, I just encourage you to close your eyes and begin to picture those steps like Jacob's ladder, going up from earth to heaven, and hear that invitation to come up here. Now, just picture that in your own mind's eye, in your imagination, and just choose by faith to see yourself walking up those steps. As you walk up those steps, there's a door standing open, and Jesus is saying, come up here. Just step through that veil of the way that Jesus has opened, and just step into that kingdom realm. Jesus is standing in that doorway to welcome you. Just present yourself to him, being your high priest, as a living sacrifice. Just lay your agendas down and just feel the atmosphere of heaven. Just feel the freedom and the weight of the glory of God all around you, as heaven's atmosphere. Just start to breathe it in. If you struggle to see, don't worry. Just by faith, choose to engage. Just allow your spirit to receive, even though your soul, your imagination may not. Your spirit will always respond to that invitation. So just familiarize yourself with what it feels to be standing in the realm of heaven, with Jesus there as your guide. And just begin to think about your position of authority in heaven, the mountain, which is who you are in the realm of heaven. Just start to embrace your destiny as a Lord. Just think about ruling, what it is to rule. Now just let him lift you up. He takes you by the hand and just lifts you up to that mountain, that place of authority. And on that mountain, there's a throne. And behind that throne, there's an angel, one of the Malachim, who's been caretaking your position until you are able to mature to that place of authority. You may want to engage that angel and ask him its name, maybe male, female appearance, personally engaged with you, as that angel will be a reference point for you as you learn how to rule. Now just see the throne. Jesus is standing next to you, inviting you to take your place. And as you sit on that throne, Jesus invests you with authority. He gives you a crown to place on your head. He gives you a scepter, a symbol of rule. And he puts a mantle, a cloak of authority around your shoulders, as he invests you in the position of lordship. He may give you some other things, weapons. Just be open to receive from him and begin to feel the authority that you have. You can look down from that perspective. You may see the other seven mountains. You may want to engage them and find out what they are. Those of you who don't know, just be in that place of authority. That place has authority over the chaos around your life and maybe in your life. And from that place of authority, you can begin to decree and declare the rule of God. You can call forth for change and transformation in your circumstances. You can call forth the favor and blessing of God and provision of God around your life. You can begin to frame your life by decreeing your destiny and its fulfillment. Just allow your spirit to direct what you need to do from that place. You may feel that in your spirit you need to say some things, command things to change. You may feel in your spirit to decree and call things forth. Just allow your spirit to direct and lead. There may be some storms you need to still. You may need to decree peace around you. There are keys that you have to unlock situations and lock other situations. Just exercise that authority to bring change. You have the authority to call things that be not as if they were. The promises of God that you've not yet seen fully manifested, call them into existence. You may call jobs, freedom. You may call blessing to be released. Just for a few minutes, just begin to release that government. Think about the changes that you want around your life. And begin to release that. So as you go forward, make this as your lifestyle, daily opening up your first Sunday, daily accepting the invitation to come up into the realms of heaven and to take your place. And God will guide you and lead you in that process as you choose to embrace the seat of rest and government in your own life and your government in the realm of heaven as a son of God, in lordship, kingship, and sonship. Amen. Okay, now for some of you, I know that might be really, really different, and you may think, oh, I just can't do that. Well, you won't be able to do it unless you open up your life to Jesus and then open up that first floodgate. But it is a growth and a progression. You know, you're not going to change a nation before you change your own circumstances. So you'll learn to grow in government as you embrace who you are as a son of God.